We continue on with our Jefferson West locker room chat. High school basketball continuing into mid-January. We got mid-season tournaments coming up next week, so a busy time for Tigers boys coach Joe Smith. Our conversation with the coach brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Well, coach, you guys played a really good schedule. We know this. The Big East is tough. Five of your last six, or I guess this includes games Thursday and Friday, which we'll talk about, but five of six, you're going to be playing against ranked teams. Well, let's start with the non-ranked team in this 2-3 week stretch. Friday night on the road at Riley County, you guys get a win, 57-41. Big East League battle, you guys get the win. Always tough to make that road trip to Riley County, but big win by 16. What'd you take away Friday night in that win on the road?
That's the farthest. I'm pretty sure that's the farthest trip that we take all year. So, you know, that added a little different dynamic to that trip. First half, we, you know, started a little slow. We were down 5 at halftime, actually. You know, we kind of went in the locker room and kind of talked about some things, and like we've been talking about being disciplined and just being consistent, just trying to find some consistency and, you know, knowing what to expect from, you know, the guys on our team and, you know, and showing that in game. So the second half of that game, we were extremely consistent. You know, we held them essentially scoreless in the third quarter. I think they scored 2 to at the buzzer to end the third quarter, and that was only 2 points that they had, and they scored 8 for the second half. So we watched some film, and I showed them. I'm like, you know, the first half, the team that you know, we were in the first half and the team that we were in the second half were two totally different teams, and just trying to see the team that I saw in the second half for that Riley County game more consistently moving forward.
Busy stretch for you guys. Another game on Thursday night and then Friday, so going back-to-back, you know, and that's, you know, coming off, piggybacking off the loss to Silver Lake. So I guess just the thoughts, you know, this stretch where you're playing a lot of ranked teams, Silver Lake being one, 72-52 Silver Lake on Tuesday night, you know, give us a few thoughts there and just what you took away from that one.
I mean, Silver Lake is a really good team, and, you know, we talk about being disciplined all the time, and, you know, they're an extremely disciplined team. You know, it's hard to get them sped up. You know, we tried to throw a bunch of different defenses at them. You know, we tried to pressure them a little bit. We tried to, you know, man-to-man zone, and, you know, it's just hard to get them sped up and out of character and out of their stuff, you know, and helping and having, you know, Dane Johnson is that's a huge asset to have as well. So, you know, they're a super tough team, well-coached team, and, you know, we were down 6 after the first quarter, and, you know, again, us, you know, not taking care of the ball and, you know, being undisciplined, you know, I think that essentially, you know, hurt us in that game for sure.
All right, well, the tough stretch continues, so you go back-to-back Thursday and Friday. It starts with a top-tier team in 2A in St. Mary's and then a ranked Hiawatha team on Friday. The game Friday we'll have on KNCA, but maybe some similarities and differences with these two teams that you're going to see. Two more ranked teams with St. Mary's Thursday, following that up with a road trip to Hiawatha on Friday.
Yeah, like you said, our schedule has been, you know, we talked about this a little bit before we started. You know, our schedule, you know, these last 2 weeks right out of break has been, you know, it's been kind of wild and crazy. But it's a good test for us. I mean, and, you know, that's what I've been preaching to our guys. Like, you know, we want to be an elite team. So, you know, us playing these elite teams, you know, it gives us a good gauge of where we are, where we want to be, and the things that we need to work on to get there. But, you know, St. Mary's is, you know, another, you know, well-coached team with another, you know, extremely talented player and, the Vader kid. So, you know, we'll have to, you know, be locked in defensively for sure that game. But, you know, just coming to play and compete and, you know, doing the things that we do that make us good and doing that consistently. So playing St. Mary's where, you know, they shoot the ball well and, you know, have a good guard play, but, you know, then going to Hiawatha where, you know, a different style of play and, you know, we'll just have to defensively be locked in, but offensively take care of the ball and, you know, make teams guard the way that they make us guard.
Finally, Coach, real quick, a little player highlight here. I know Brody Schwinn, Jason Payne, those two have kind of caught your eye, been playing some really good ball for you as of late. Talk about those two, the progression that you've seen from them.
Brody is, you know, he's a quiet kid by nature, but he's extremely talented and, you know, his dad is a coach. I mean, he's kind of a coach's kid and, you know, he's kind of our coach out on the floor. He and Jason both are extremely versatile and versatile in a bunch of different ways. But, you know, we post Brody some, we play him on the ball, we play him off the ball. Everything that we do defensively, you know, kind of revolves around Jason and Brody just because they are so versatile and can guard so many different positions. But, you know, Brody, he rebounds, he scores, he defends, he gets steals, and he's leading us in assists as well. So, I mean, he does a lot for us, and we lean on him heavily, like, you know, to a fault sometimes. And Jason, the same thing. He anchors our defense. He's stepped up as a leader for us. You know, he communicates really, really well, finishing around the rim and defending and, you know, just trying to hold guys accountable as our only senior. So as of right now, those two guys are our most consistent, most constant guys. And, you know, just trying to get everybody else kind of on that same page and just, you know, just being able to depend on you in the game. And I think that's, you know, that's huge moving forward, especially, you know, down this late stretch of the season.
Jefferson West boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us again. A very challenging stretch continues for the Tigers. Thursday at home against a ranked St. Mary's squad, and then a turnaround Friday at ranked Hiawatha. Two crucial league games coming up here Thursday and Friday. At least as of right now, the convo here. We are still waiting for that bracket next week for the Valley Falls midseason tournament. Coach, thank you again for all the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, I'll see you Friday.